When I said I thought I could fall in love with you, what I really meant to say was I probably should have foregone that fourth beer. See, here's where things get a bit tricky. You got nervous because, after all, this was only sex, and despite what you thought, I've had better. I got fidgety because your silence offered me a brief moment of sobriety, and I realized what the paps had just said. Shit. Rewind a bit. When I told you it was all right if you took your time moving out of your mom's house and learning how to do your own laundry, you thought me kind, because we all grow at different rates. What I really meant to say was you're 20-fucking-1. Quit spending your money on guns, get your ass back in school, and stop letting mommy take responsibility for your screw-ups. You're such a child sometimes. Jump back 2. When I said we couldn't see each other anymore because our differences abound, we come from different backgrounds, and it just wouldn't work. What I really meant to say was I don't want a boy who will wear me on his arm, some new and unusual piece of technology for your friends to ponder over and envy. I'm not a fucking iPod. Poetess is not the new black. I have a halfway decent head balanced upon this neck, and I don't have to put up with your middle upper class old money bullshit. Fast forward. When you said you couldn't be with me anymore because you hated the title of bisexual, and all I did was nod and reassure you that you'd always have me in your life in some form, what I really meant to do was slap that apologetic look off your face and call you a coward, because I know you knew we were better than that. How could the girl who turned me on to Coltrane sit across from me and say that passion, affection, means nothing when compared to the label society sticks here? Step up a few years. When I said I liked the concept of you writing a poem about how my ribs feel underneath your fingers, what I really meant to say was that's the most sincere idea for a love poem I've ever heard. I should gift you a muse in a box so you could pull her out whenever you needed to, and words like this would never stop. I understand, because I see the same inspiration in the way your lips part when they're less than a breath away from my skin. It makes me want to kiss you on top of buildings, dance with you inside of grocery stores, venture to the top of hills that some would call mountains to point out Orion at random times of the night. I want everyone to see how beautiful you look looking at me. But I didn't say any of those things then. Stopped by the word monsters that live inside my mind and cried, no, don't say that. You don't know how they're going to react. I'm sorry for this lapse of honesty. I didn't intend it. And I hope that now will be sufficient.